Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, not just me, cover this broadcast, cover everyone listening on this broadcast, whether they're on the phone lines, Lord Father, on the computer, whatever devices, Lord Father, that they may be listening on this day, Lord Father, cover them right now with the blood. We need your blood covering, Lord Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, you're tuned in to Time to Talk About It. We welcome you this day for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I tell you, you ought to wake up praising God, because he's the one that woke you up this morning, clothing your right mind. Never forget that. Amen. I'm your host, Sister Diane. This broadcast was founded by the very late Apostle Gloria Chiva Porter. Amen. And you all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So all you prayer warriors today, go ahead, get your prayer list that we can all touch and agree, praying one for another, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers. And as they prepare to get their prayer list, get in their set place with God right now, you know, go ahead, pick up that phone, and you can share, whether via the link or the phone line with your friends. Remember, the phone line, phone number is 347-857-3925. Amen. Share it with the link. You can also visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, Cities of Victory. You can find us there on Facebook. The link is also up there. All you have to do is click on the link. But remember, if you have not liked and follow our page while you're on there, go ahead, click like and follow, and you will know when we go live. Amen. You can always visit our page. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Father, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as we hold our prayer lists before you, Lord, and Father, as I lay my hand, Lord, Father, upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, they're in need of. Father, some ask, oh God, for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the prayers that you have already answered. Father, the prayers that you're answering as we pray, Lord, and about to answer, Lord. Father, for we take you not for granted, Lord. Father, the people, Lord, Father, needs you, Lord, Father. Father, as we stand in the gap for them, Lord, Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Charles and the Charles family right now, Lord Father, and the loss of her husband, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to strengthen her, Lord Father, and strengthen, Lord Father, the rest of the family, Lord. And Father, not just Miss Charles, Lord Father, but all those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father, touch them, O God. Give them peace and give them comfort, Lord Father, within them right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, for those of them that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord Father, we ask you, O God, to touch them, Lord. Father, let them look, Lord Father, and see that the safest place this day is to be in you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your shield protection, Lord. We thank you for your peace right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch right now. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Peace to their minds. Peace in their hearts right now, Lord Father. Father, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Larry, Lord Father. Father, that has Parkinson's disease, Lord Father. We ask you, oh God, to touch his body right now, Lord Father. Father, you said by your stripes that we are healed, and we thanking you for your healing virtue. Father, his family, Lord Father, needs you, Lord Father. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord. We take not your resources, Lord Father, for granted, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jessica Nelson right now, Lord Father, that has cancer. Bobby, that have prostate cancer, Lord. Spurgeon Walters, Lord Father, that has lung cancer, Lord. TJ, that have pancreas cancer, oh God. Father, we holding them before you right now in the name of Jesus. Jerome, Lord Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said, Lord Father, that we are healed, Lord. Father, we come against cancer, rooting it up from the root cause right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, we cast it out into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are decreeing and declaring healing right now, Lord Father. Father, you have given us the power and the authority, O God, to speak, Lord Father, and call those things that are not as though they are, Lord Father. Father, as we pray, Lord Father, we're trusting and believing, Lord Father, that it has already been answered, Lord Father. Father, we pray not in vain, Lord Father, but believe, O God, in what we pray, Lord. So, Father, as you see these other prayer lists, O God, held before you, Lord, Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for every praise report, Lord Father, that they will be receiving, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for all those, Lord Father, that are touching and agreeing, Lord Father, with the prayers that are going forth for these people on the prayer lists, Lord Father. Father, touch them right now. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch those right now that are listening on the phone lines right now, Lord. Father, that are listening on the computers or whatever device, Lord Father, that they may be listening on, Lord Father. Father, give them, Lord Father, the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Father, let them not take you for granted. Let them not take the word, O God, for granted, Lord Father. Father, the world is in a mess, Lord Father. And we know, Lord Father, that the only one, Lord Father, can clean it up is you, Lord. Father, we're touching and agreeing this day, Lord Father, and tearing the devil kingdom down and taking back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us right now, Lord. The enemy shall not have our prayer. The enemy may not have our relationship that we have with you, O God. But, Father, we thank you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you that we can use your name, Lord, with the power and the authority, O God, that you have given us, Lord, that we may continue to keep the devil under our feet right now, Lord, and letting him know that we are the head and not the tail, and that we are above and not beneath, and we are power, Lord, Father. We have that power and that authority right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father. For every prayer, Lord Father, that you're answering right now, Lord Father. We thanking you, O God, for the people right now, Lord Father, that are turning their lives right now over to you, Lord. Father, to decide that they will not live in the world anymore, O God. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your outstretched arms, O God, about them, welcoming them in, Lord. Father, we know, Lord Father, we know that you're just a breath away, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that you are our strength, Lord Father, that you are our redeemer, O God. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day, Lord Father. Father, thank you for your many mercies, Lord. Thank you for goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, that when the enemy came in like a flood, you lift up that standard against them, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for the words that you have given us, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for the weapons right now, Lord Father, that we can use against the enemy, Lord, standing right now, Lord. And Father, knowing, oh God, that we got more, Father, fighting for us than against us this day, Lord. And Father, we thank you that everything that the enemy meant, oh God, for our bad, Lord Father, we thank you, oh God, for turning it around, Lord Father, for our good, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for every fiery dart, oh God, that came towards us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for you shielding and protecting us, Lord Father. And Father, though we get wounded, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that it did not prosper. It did not stop us. It did not shut us down, Lord Father. But Father, we thank you for healing us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as you healed us, Lord Father, we went straight back into the fight, oh God, that we did not give up, Lord. So Father, touch listeners today, Lord Father. Father, we know, oh God, that this broadcast touched many nations right now, Lord Father. So Father, touch those right now, Lord Father, that are faint right now, Lord, ready to give up, Lord Father. Father, we speak encouragement into them right now, Lord. Those that say they're weak, oh God, let them say this, say that they are strong right now, Lord. And Father, we ask you, oh God, to take the scales right now off our eyes, Lord Father, that we may see, oh God, with the eyes of the Spirit this day, oh God. Father, unstop deaf ears right now that they may hear, oh God, with the ears of the Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father, break their chains off their minds right now, Lord Father. Break the chains right now off their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that they may praise you, Lord. Father, when they look back, oh God, and saw where you brought them from, they can say it was nobody but God. Nobody but God this day. Father, when you heal them, Lord, Father, from cancer, Lord Father, HIV, Lord Father, brought them out of those comas, Lord Father. Father, we say it's nobody but you, Lord Father. So we give you honor, we give you glory, and we're giving you praise this day, Lord Father. Father, it doesn't matter, oh God, what no one may say about us, Lord Father. For we know, oh God, you said, touch not your anointed and do your prophets no harm, Lord. And Father, many are walking around today, oh God, Father, that don't believe, Lord Father, in the true man and woman of God that are standing before them, oh God, warning them this day, oh God, what is to come and what is here right now, Lord Father. Father, the enemy got them so twisted right now in the name of Jesus. But we come against that enemy right now and we say, loose hair, Satan, you got no power. You got no authority right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let them open their mouth, decreeing and declaring right now. And Father, that they may speak life and that more abundantly, canceling their assignment of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we're praising you this day, Lord Father. We thanking you right now today as we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, Lord Father. For the greater one lives within us this day, Lord. So, Father, let us begin to rise up and stand upon your word and they may see the light, Lord Father, that shines from within, Lord Father. Illuminate around us right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we speak in life into our situations this day, Lord Father. Father, we speak in life right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I thank you. I glorify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Father, continue to touch, heal, deliver, and set free this day, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst this day during the broadcast, oh God. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for those that will receive the word, Lord Father. Father, let them, Lord Father, not just be hearers of the word, Lord Father, but be doers of the word this day, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for just moving, oh God. We thank you for just moving, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control of this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we are thanking you for healing and deliverance on this broadcast today. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We don't thank you enough. I tell you, it's good to wake up amongst the land of the living and not standing in judgment today, people. You never know when God is going to call your name. Be in that right place in God. Don't let him take you out in the mess that you're in today. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to the one who created you, that knows all about you, that will never leave you nor forsake you, that is just a breath away. Truly, when you look at your life, look at your loved one's life, and see what God has done. Brought them out from being that drug addict. He brought them out from that sickness that they had. He brought them, washed them up, cleaned them, renewed the right spirit within them, that you can look at them and just see the light shining round about them. All our brothers and sisters keepers, we are to stretch out our hand this day and help. And when you're helping, do it as you're doing it unto God. Isn't that what the word say? Do it today. Not to get a reward from man, but your reward comes from him who created you, who knows all about you, who knows your beginning and your end, knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. I tell you, people, we ought to praise God each and every day you wake up. thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well. Make your affirmations. Set it out into the atmosphere. Send it out into the atmosphere. Create your atmosphere. And we are to be teaching our children and our grandchildren to pray and to call upon the Lord. Because you know what God has done. Not just for you. Not just for your loved ones. But others around you. You know. This day, stop allowing the enemy. Stop allowing the enemy to play with your mind. Allowing the enemy to play with your mind. When you read in Ephesians and it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, it is true. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Remember, you cannot take a knife and a gun into a spiritual battle. Because that's the battle that's going on right now. That's the battle that is going on right now. We're in a spiritual battle. The enemy knows that his time is winding up. And he is trying to take as much people that he can. Are you going to allow him to take you today? Are you going to allow him to take your family or your loved ones today? Are you going to allow it when God has given you the power and the authority this day? Do not take this Bible for granted. Do not take the words in this Bible for granted. Ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding as you begin to read the Bible. Ask him, and he will give it to you. Have that patience. Ask him for the ears to hear. Because he's talking to us on a daily basis, and we just seem to just go about our business today. We just seem to go about it thinking that you're the one. You're the one that gives, you know, that have the use and the ability of your mind and your body and the use of your limbs. No, you better thank him because he's allowing you. So we'll talk again about the battle in the mind. And some of y'all were like, oh, she crazy. She ain't know what she's talking about. But you know what? Like I say, go to God. Go to God. We so quick believe a lie. See, I was taught that, you know, when you go to church or, you know, you may be around a group of people or whatever, a pastor or whoever. It doesn't matter. But when they begin to talk about the word of God, when they tell you, oh, turn to this book, this chapter, this verse, people, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Because you know what? They may begin reading the word. And then they go off to something else that is not in that Bible. I'm not telling you what told me. I can tell you I was sitting in a church. Where I go, I walk with my Bible. When they say turn to this chapter, we starting from this verse, trust and believe, I am doing it. And when you go off of what it is that's in there, let me tell you what I do. I begin covering myself under the blood because that's not what the words say. That's not what the words say. And especially if you have, you know, read a chapter, you have memorized some chapters in that Bible, and you know that that's not what that scripture is saying. Be careful on who you have speaking that is entering into your ear gates this day. I'm not the speaker. You know, today is, you know, I spoke to say throwback Thursday. Well, it's not throwback, but I've learned to bring back the message, the messages that Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, you have Bishop Porter, you have Deacon Michael, you know, all the listeners, you know, you will hear some of them participate on some of the broadcasts because they wasn't afraid or ashamed to press the one. And I know that the message doesn't matter how long ago it was. It's always on time. Why? Because somebody had needed to hear that message. It may not have been you. It could have been your friend. It could have been your coworker. Because, you know, you can listen on the phone line live. Because this broadcast is live. The only recording that you will hear is when you hear Apostle Porter voice in those broadcasts. I don't try to cover nothing. I let you know. This is a broadcast, a previous broadcast. When Apostle Porter started this broadcast, she was doing 15 minutes. 15 minutes. The love that she had for God, I know she is rejoicing. I know she is praising God. Her work is done here on earth. What about ours today? So it's good to listen back, to refresh, because somebody needs that word. Somebody need that encouragement. Somebody today needs it. So I tell you when I'm doing it, that you can hear it and that some people don't be surprised or shocked. You know, normally I will bring the word for the day, but I'm letting the broadcast play from where she gave the word for the day. And this broadcast that I'm doing was back in 2013. It was March of 2013. That this message is coming from today. So for those of you that have the ear to hear, may you hear it. For those of you that have the heart to receive it, may you receive it today. And may you not just keep it to yourself. You can share it today. For those of you that's on the computer that clicked on the link, you can take that very link and send it to someone else to hear. For those of you that's on the phone line, you can go ahead and you can text that number to whoever you think that may need to hear this message. Amen. So I, at this time, will decrease and allow the message to come forth. Amen.
The supreme question is not whether or not God is, but whether or not he is first in our lives. The supreme question is not whether or not God is, but whether or not he is first in our lives. Is he first in your life, huh? I'll leave that with you today to tell me, is God first in your life? Yes, everything else is first but God, isn't it? I know. We have all things that are first but God. We don't want to recognize him as being first in our lives. It's our husband, it's our children, it's everything, our job. Everything is more important than God. Now, let me tell you, God made you, didn't he? He made us all. Didn't he make us? All right, he had a pattern. Adam was his pattern. And he made us after him. And then Adam was made after God in his image and likeness. Is that right? Come on, think about it now. Today, God has put us here, and he's given us something. Now, what has he given us? Let me go here. I'm just going to go briefly. You know, the enemy is on the rampage, but it's just something I want to try to say. Trying to keep him under wraps right about now. You know, this is what we do. We constantly try to keep him under wraps because he's always bobbing up his ugly head. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, we're going to start there reading. And it says in the first verse, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee." You hear what it say? Look what Isaiah say. "Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." Now, he's giving you an identification here. He's identifying you as his, huh? You have no room to fear anything in this world, no matter what is going on. The laws are changing and that is changing and all these things are changing and this is happening and that is happening. But you have no reason to fear because God is letting you know today. He said that you are mine. Huh? You are mine. I made you like you are, who you are. You're a woman. You have all types of hang-ups because man says that you can't do this and you can't do that, and you're inferior, huh? This is what man say about woman, okay? But listen to this. God said you're mine. He didn't say you're a man. You're mine, and women ain't. Come on. You know, so he says, "For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name." And when he called you, he did what? He called you by your name. And you're supposed to answer to your name when he called you. Say, "I called you to pastor. I call you to be a worship leader. I call you to be a singer. I call you to be a writer." He called you by your name when he called you, huh? And he placed that seal on you. He say, "Thou art mine." So I'm sealed and delivered. Thou art mine is what he's telling you today. And we want to talk about that today, a little bit about that. Going to the second verse, he said, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Now listen, that's a lot of protection you have. No matter what you go through, huh? He sees that seal that's on you, does he not? Come on, help me out here now. He's looking at this seal on you. You are mine. You hear what I'm saying? This is mine. No matter what your name may be, Mary, Sue, John, or Jake, you still is his. You are his. He called you. He redeemed you, huh? And when he took you back from Satan, you know, when you decided you want to work for the devil, honey, God took you back. He said, you are mine. You had no business over there. I'm your protector. I'm your comforter. I'm your keeper. Come on, I'm your healer. I'm your way maker. This is what he is today. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God, God is there for you. And I want to let you know today that because you are his, you can do one thing. Let me tell you what you can do. You can keep on walking. If you never hear another thing that I say, keep walking. And when you walk, you do what? You begin to move out of the range of the storm. The storms may blow, winds can blow hard as they want to, but you keep on walking. That's why you hear David says in his Psalms, he say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, because he's doing what? He's keep on walking. He's not standing still. He's not standing there wondering. He's not saying, should I or shouldn't I? But he's keep on walking through the storm. See, because he knows that what is happening here, he said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Nothing is going to hurt you or by any means, because you are with the Lord. You belong to him. Hello, somebody. So you got to keep walking. Keep on walking. All through the storm, through it pass over you, because it's not going to help you. It's not going to hurt you, but it's going to only help you. Remember the Hebrew boys was in the furnace, was they not? And God put those three Hebrew boys in the furnace. And this is what he said. He said, even the fire isn't going to harm you. You see, this is what he just said in Isaiah. The fires wasn't going to hurt you. So they had that on authority that God said, I'm yours, so the fire won't harm you. And he got in there with you, and he covered you. You were covered under the blood, huh? The blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus was in the fire with the Hebrew boy. And the blood of Jesus will be with you when you go through the fiery furnace of all kind of dangers in your life, you see. But you got to keep on walking. Keep on walking. And while you're walking, you're praising him. You're glorifying and magnifying him. Oh, let's run on down a little bit and think about the Moses and his bunch of crew, his crew. When he delivered them from Pharaoh, he delivered them from Pharaoh. Pharaoh didn't like it a bit, you know. He let him go because things was mighty hot for Pharaoh, and he couldn't see his way out right at that moment, so he told a lie. He said, I'll let it go. Go on, you get your stuff and get out of my sight. You know, leave, you know. The devil will do that, you know. But let me tell you, you can't trust him, because no sooner as they got on down the road a bit where they were going, worshiping their God, he started, he want to come and take them back. Oh, my God, he remembered that I lost something when they left. That I can't get my work done. I can't build nothing. I can't, my place ain't even blessed anymore because them Hebrews are gone. You hear what I'm saying? But God had a plan there. And when he told Moses and the people, keep walking, walk on, move out of the rage of the storm. The storms of Pharaoh is raging. Are your storms raging today? Your pharaohs are behind you, and you got to keep on walking. But they kept walking and walking and walking until they got to a place it looked like they couldn't walk no further. But our complainers begin to complain, and talk about, you brought us out here to kill us. This is what you did. But you see, they did not see what Moses saw. You understand? Even though they were there at this place, this pinnacle, they had to learn how to trust God. They had to keep walking regardless whether they've seen anything or not. There was a breeze. bridge over their troubled water. But they didn't know how to get on it yet. But Moses had to tell them how to get on the bridge that was over their troubled water, how to get through that storm that they was in. But the storms of the enemy keep blowing and blowing and blowing in your life, and you don't know which your way to go or which your way is up. But I'm here to tell you today, you move out of the range of the storm because you have the power that the storm can't hurt you. See, the Israelites, they had power that the storm wasn't going to hurt them, that Pharaoh couldn't hurt them anymore when the faith began to move. Oh, my God, they began to move according to Moses' faith at the time because they didn't have none. But let me tell you one thing. He took them out of the range of Pharaoh's storm. And when they got to the Red Sea, they couldn't see their way still. They still was living under Pharaoh's laws of living under bondage. They were still there. But I'm here to tell you today, Pharaoh may be chasing you, which is the demons and devils. They may be chasing you, honey, but you better keep on walking. Don't stand still and allow them to take over. Leave them behind, for God got some for them. Hello, somebody. No matter who they are, what they look like, or how much they're pursuing you, you keep on walking. Because as you walk, you're moving out of the range of the storm. You're moving into a new element. You're going into something much better as you go further. You have to remember today that the fires won't hurt you. The waters won't harm you. Nothing will harm you. Now, remember, as the children of Israel walked, they had the fire that's carried them by night. They had a cloud in the day and a fire at night. And when they got to a place they couldn't understand or know, God created a miracle for them. Now, he said, Moses, hold up your rod. Just hold your hands up there and keep them up there. And when he did, he opened up the waters, and they walked over on dry land. God will take you through dry land. Yes, he will. Just because Satan is behind you, he's trying to annihilate you and cut you down and to bring you back into bondage, but you keep walking and moving in front, praise God, of the storm. You see, the storm won't overtake you. They can't hurt you. No, it can't, because of the power of God operating in you. And as the power of God operating in you today, can't you see the storm passing over? Can't you see you're walking through dry land? Can you see you're holding up the bloodstained banner of the Lord, holding on to God's unchanging hand? Oh, the fire can't burn you, can't send you. Your clothes won't even smell, but you're going through the fire today. Hello, somebody. You got to go on and move on out for God. What God called you to do, move on out in that. Glory to God. This is what I purposed in my heart is. It doesn't matter what man say, because they don't have no place to send you. They can't send you to hell or heaven. If anything, man will send you to hell rather than get you in heaven. But I'm here to tell you today, you move out of the storms of people's tongues. Their tongues is raging with talking about you. Their tongues is raging for putting you down, saying you can't, you can't, you can't. And then they try to make sure that you can't by getting becoming blockers and stoppers. You hear what I'm saying? But we speak to the blockers and stoppers today. Get out of my way. I'm going through the waters. I'm going through the fire. And I shall not be burned, and it shall not overflow me. This is what we are doing today, because we keep on walking. He said, yay, though I walk through the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. Oh, they're all with me. I got a whole bunch of folks with me that Jesus got, has standing around me, the legion of angels standing around me to protect me from hurt, harm, and danger. You see, I'm passing on through now. I'm just passing through. I'm not standing still. I'm not standing in stagnant waters, honey, but I'm going on. Hello, somebody. I'm going on, you see, because I found out if I believe and trust in God, everything gonna be all right, because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, I am. Therefore, I do all giving me. I don't care how you think about it. It just don't matter. You got to get your act together if you want what I got. You say you want it. You say you want to be blessed. Then do what it takes to get blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I'm feeling mighty good now. I'm tied up. I'm going to get through right here and now. And I'm going to let someone else say something. I'm going to bring on to, we have a Pastor Bonds here. We have Bishop Porter here and all too. Praise God, because we just done walked through the water. Huh? Every trial and tribulation that has come against us, you know, things going to come against you. And the thing is, you remember when Moses knows was going? They kept walking, the Pharaoh kept coming. Huh? Your Pharaoh's going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming because you have a destiny to keep. You have a purpose in your life. So he's going to keep coming because he figured this moment I could stop him. This moment I could stop him. He's always, the devil is always hoping that what he put on you, he can stop you. Come on now, make him out a lie. Say, devil, you're a lie. The truth ain't in you. Talk to him now. Talk to him. Hallelujah. Because great is he that is within you than he that's in the world. And death and life is in the power of your tongue. You speak it and it shall be, even as you spoken it. Yes, God gave you that power to do that. So tell the devil you're lying, the truth ain't in you. I'm not going your way. I'm going the way of God. I'm going to achieve my purpose. I'm going to achieve my destiny this day. Say, tell him that. Say, this day I'm achieving. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to be made whole today. Come on now. You're going to be made whole today. Those of you that's sick through whatever disease or trouble is troubling you, just talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself about it. And we have a saying. We say it till you see it. And if you don't say it, it may not happen. You know, you speak out of your mouth and God will perform. And yes, he will. He'll do it quickly if you think quickly. Come on, somebody. Help me out here, Lord. Have mercy. I want to encourage you today to know that you belong to God. He says in the 43rd chapter, in the first verse, he said, thou art mine. Huh? And I called thee by your name. I didn't confuse you with Sally Mae down the block. I called Mary down here because I know who Mary is and where Mary is and what Mary doing, because Mary belong to me. Sally don't belong to me, but Mary do. And God knows your name. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, if you confused, now that's different. If you don't know your name, now you got a problem. You hear what I'm saying? But God knows your name because you are his. When you were born again, washed in his blood, filled, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and that with a burning fire, you were signed, sealed, and delivered, and he knows your name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that word that cometh forth, being powerful word of God, meaning that you got to know who you are in Christ Jesus and not to walk in the spirit of fear, because God is in control of every situation. God is in control of you, and you. He is in control. He's the creator of all things. He created you in his image and in his likeness. I tell you this morning, we ought to be encouraged that if God be for you, who can be against you? And I like the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, the first verse. But now, thus the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not today. The word is fear not. Fear not what man can do unto you. Fear not what comes out their mouth. Fear not today. Why? Because for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. I'll tell you, fear not today. In Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 26, it reads, fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak you in light, and what you heard in the air, that preach you upon the housetop. And fear not them, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear them, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, and are not two sparrows so far forwarding, but one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father, but the very hair of your head are numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. Fear not today what man should do unto you, but put your trust in God. He is the one who is in control of you. Fear not the situation that you're walking in. God had a purpose for everything. Every sickness, call on the Lord. Every sickness, speak the word of God. Keep speaking the word of God. Find God real down, deep down inside of you, and find that word of hope and promise, and speak the word of God that I shall live and not die, and declare the words of the Lord. Father God, you died on the cross, and one of the stripes on your back was for my sickness, and you said sick healing is the children's bread, and you got to speak it and speak it and speak it and speak it, and you got to declare and decree, and you will not fail what the report of the doctor is. You will not fear what the report is today, but you will look beyond the report and trust God and lean not to what you've seen in the natural, but go beyond today. Go beyond what you see today. Go beyond the situation today. Go beyond what is happening in your life today. Reach deep down inside of you. You got strength. There's strength in you. You don't know how much strength you have at times, but go deep down, and lean onto the God in the inside of you, because the kingdom of God is in you. Reach down to the kingdom of God. Reach down to the God inside of you and say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your help. I don't know what else to do. Lord, I need you. I need strength right now. Let me see this thing through another look, God, through your eyes today. Help me today. Help me to understand. Help me to trust you more. Help me to hold on to you more. Fear not today. Fear not the Sam Ballot in your life. Fear not the Pharaoh in your life. Fear not, fear not, fear not, because God is in control. In Psalm 91 said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. Trust in him today. Fear not what's going on. Fear not, because the He tells you, he called you by your name. He knows your name before you were created, before your parents named you the name that you were called today. God already knows you. He already knows what your name going to be. He already knows what situation you were going through. So fear not, because what he do, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Be resting under his wing today. Trust in him. Lean on him. Lean on him, because he's able to take you through the storm. He's able to take you through your trial. He's able to take you through that test. He's able to provide for you today. Don't be discouraged. Know that God is on your side. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. Don't lose hope today. You've been sick for a long time. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. Know that God has everything in his hand. He's capable. What seemed to be impossible to man is possible to God. He's able to bring you through today. So know that God is able. If he brings forth the children of Israel out of Pharaoh's hand, he can bring you out too. He can deliver you. He can set you free. He can change your mindset today. So trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding, because a lot of times we don't understand what's happening around us, but know that there's a purpose in everything. Don't trust your feelings sometimes, because your emotion and your feelings will fool you, but line up with the word of God. Trust the word of God. His word will never fail you. His word will never deceive you, but words, your emotion will deceive you. And what you're looking on the natural eye will say, Lord, I need to let open my eyes that I may see clearly. Lord, that I may see clearly, Lord, what's around me. What is it I'm dealing with? I tell you, you decide now to know that God created you. And because he created you, he loves you. And he knows every situation about you. He knows everything there is to know about you. Don't let the next man whisper in your ears and try to derail you so you can abort your purpose in God. But look to the word of God. Search the word of God. If you don't understand, say, Lord, I just don't understand. I need some answer. I need answers today. I need some answers today. And I know I can guarantee it today. He will answer you. He will answer you through the word of God. He'll answer you when someone just walks to you and just start talking to you. You're looking for an answer? The answer is there. If you just put your trust in God. Lean not to your own understanding. And words now, when the words come forth to tear you down, you can stand flat-footed and speak life and say, devil, not so, not so. And turn that word around, because power, there's life and death in the power of your tongue. So you speak life to your situation. You speak life to your home. You speak peace in that home. Speak peace to your mind. Speak peace to your situation today. And know that God created you. Fear not. He called you by your name. When you pass through the water, he'll be there with you. He promised. Bishop Porter.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, God. Amen for the word this morning. Amen. I love the word. Ain't God good? And he's good all the time. Praise God. Verse 2. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 43. When thou passest through the water. Oh, I like, amen, what the prophet said. I will be with thee. Amen. God will be with us. Praise God. He's the same God back then. He's the same God now. He's God and he changed not. Praise God. In other words, amen, when you're going through the rivers, amen, of a situation in your life and difficult times, you will either cause, you to drown or force you to grow stronger. Praise God. It didn't say that you wouldn't go in the water. Oh, but he said he'll be right there. This is why the Bible says that he will never leave you, not forsake you. He said he will be with you always until the end of the age. Ain't you glad, amen, that we serve a God that would never leave us, not forsake us. Amen. He's always right there. But the enemy have a way, amen, to try to get our mind, amen, off the Lord. Praise God. When our situation arises in our lives, praise God. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning, behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Praise God. God will make ways out of no ways. He will open doors that is closed in your face when you're going through difficult times. Praise God. He will be right there. Oh, praise God. Now, if you most likely to drown, that means you are going and trying to do it without the Lord. Praise God. This is why he said, without me, you can do nothing, but we can do all things through him that strengthen us. So ain't you glad, amen, that he has, amen, for every problem in our lives, amen, our Lord and our Savior have a promise for us. And I'm glad that he will turn our midnight into day. Praise God. I like verse number 10 also in the book of Isaiah there, chapter 43, verse 10. It says, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Praise God. So I thank God, amen, that we serve a true and a living Savior. Praise God. He is alive. Amen. And he's alive in me. What about you today? Praise God. He didn't say trials and tribulation would not come. But oh, he said we are his witnesses. Praise God. You are a witness for the Lord today. Praise God. He said the Lord and his servant. Praise God. I thank God that he have appointed and anointed us and set us apart and used us for his glory. Praise God. Amen. To be a light unto the world. And we are light. It cannot be hidden. Come on now. Somebody ought to help me here. Oh, and it's time, amen, to hold up the bloodstained banner to tell the world, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. And he is the only true and the living God. And he said, beside me, there is no other God. I am the Lord. Verse number 11. And beside me, there is no Savior. Oh, I want somebody to hear that now. He said, there is no Savior. Praise God. So ain't you glad, amen, that the Lord, amen, is God all by himself. Praise God. You people can't figure it out. They can't even try to work it out. But all you have to do is accept it. This is why the Bible says all things are possible if you only believe. All you got to believe, amen, in our Lord and our Savior today. Praise God. Oh, I thank God, amen. He said, today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Amen. God, amen. He said, Israel was the apple of his eye. Praise God. And we are the same today. Praise God. And I created, amen, his people, amen, a people for himself. And we are special in his eyesight. Amen. That don't make us better now. But he said we are special. And I'm glad, amen, that I am somebody. What about you today? Praise God. And if you are in Christ Jesus, you are somebody today. God redeemed them and called them by name to be those who belongs to him. And we are the same today. Praise God. I thank God. Amen. You, and you out there that listening up to us today. Praise God. Ain't you glad that you're on the Lord's side? See, that's the Bible said that we are more than conquerors through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I thank God for that. Also for the book that Pastor Sharon read in Psalms 91, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High should abide up under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, it's a key to that verse. And a lot of times people read it, but they miss it. He that dwell in the secret place. Now, a secret is something that everybody cannot find. Oh, come on now. Y'all might ought to help me here. And when you find, amen, that secret place in him, look what he say. All you'll be able to abide means stay up under the shadows of the Almighty. Praise God. So ain't you glad, amen, that you have found that secret place that you will be able to abide with him? All praise God. And he'll be with you forever and ever and forever. This is why he said, if you behold, he stand at the door and knock. And if any man open up, he will come in, meaning coming into your heart. And he will step with you and you with him. Praise God. Oh, he will dwell right there. He wants to be in your heart today. Praise God. And thank God, amen, for it. Praise God. I thank God that we are his witness today. And the Lord loves us with an everlasting love. He have chosen us. Oh, praise God. And that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. He is the only true, amen, and risen Savior. And besides him, there is no other God. I thank God, amen, that we are not in a religion, but we are in, amen, a relationship with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the only true and the risen Savior. And I thank God for it today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So when you are in whatever situation you are going through today, amen, look to the hills, because our Lord and our Savior, he's able to bring you out. He's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us. Ain't you glad? Even when you go through the fire, praise God. He say, amen, that you will not be burned, praise God. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, praise God. And as it has always already been said, amen, if he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, praise God, he will be with you and I. Praise God. He will be right there. Praise God. And what I like about it, amen, he won't send no angel. He'll come himself. praise God. He will be ready in the midst, praise God. Tell me the old king, he couldn't even sleep after he threw them in the fire furnace. But, oh, God, trouble his soul, and he had to go and look in, and he had to call an emergency meeting. He said, the only thing I want to ask one question. How many did we put in there? And they say, oh, king, you know as well as we know. Oh, we put three. He said, but I see four. And that fourth man is like, amen, the Son of God. Praise God. He is alive today. He will be in the midst of your situation. He is a burden bearer. He is a heavy load sharer. He is a bridge over troubled water. He is our all in all. He is in us all. He is through us, and there is nothing too hard for him, nothing that he cannot do. He's everywhere all at the same time, praise God. And all the world need to know, amen, that it's Jesus. It's all about him, and besides him, there is no other God. I don't care, amen, how much money you may have today. It's all about Jesus. Jesus. The Bible says that every knee that gonna have to bow, every tongue gonna have to confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, thank God, amen. If you're not bowing now, you're gonna have to bow then. Amen. You're gonna have to be somewhere listening for your name. Amen. But every knee, tell me he's coming back on the cloud, and every eye will see him. Praise God. Oh, but everyone is not going back with him, but it don't have to be you today. Come on now, help me somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. But ain't you glad that you're on the Lord's side, and he have chosen you. He have called you by name, and you have heed to call, praise God, and you humble yourself, praise God, and repented for the remission of your sins, and have accepted him as your Lord and Savior. Savior. Oh, now you are more than conqueror. Praise God. Whatever come against you today, praise God. Oh, God will bring you out because he have promised you that he will bring you out. Praise God. Now, I don't know when, I don't know how, but oh, if you wait on him and be of good courage, he will, amen, strengthen that heart. He have a way that is mighty sweet. Oh, who would serve a God like this? Ain't God good? Oh, he's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. He is blessing. He's moving. And we thank God, amen, for you, you, and you today. Amen. How many know that he is a praying God? Oh, if you talk to him, he'll talk to you. The Bible says if you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Praise God. He's always right there. Oh, we can all of them pray, amen, to our Lord and Savior all at the same time. Amen. And he, amen, can hear each and every one of our prayers. Praise God. And I thank God, amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Sometimes if you call 911, you may not be able to get them. But, oh, if you call on the name of Jesus, oh, it's something about that name. And this is why, amen, we ought to call that name. Amen. It's something about Jesus. Tell me, amen, that every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. Oh, and I thank God, amen, that we are more than conquerors. We have the power. Amen. He have put the enemy up under our foot. And I thank God for it today. Praise God. Oh, he may come and shake you. But I thank God, amen, the Lord will be right there. Amen. And we can lean and depend on him because he is a strong tower. Praise God. He did it for his people, Israel. Oh, God, thank God, amen, because Israel was the natural church, and we are the spiritual church today, praise God. So you, and you out there that is in Christ Jesus, oh, come on, lift up your hand and give God some thanks. Give him some praise. Magnify his name for all that he have done for you. All that he is blessing you. If he woke you up this morning, you are beyond miracles. Praise God. There's so many, amen, don't have the opportunity, amen, and to give, tell God thank you when they had a chance. But come on, give God the praise. Come on, give God the glory. Come on, give God the credit. Why you have a chance? Why you in your rightful mind? Why you have activities of your limbs? Why the blood yet running warm in your veins? Praise God. Come on, give him some praise, God. And this is where you stand right now. Amen. Because when you look around, it's always somebody is in a little worse shape than you and me are. Come on now, help me somebody. It remind me of the story. And the man used to complain that he didn't have no shoes. And until he looked around and saw a man didn't have no feet to you. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Come on now. Oh, and we murmur and we complain. But, oh, look how far God has brought us from. Oh, the same way he brought Israel, he's bringing us today. Praise God. Oh, thank God. Amen for the word today. Praise God. So when we're going through the water, when we are going through, amen, the fire, praise God, he will bring us out. Amen, with a mighty hand, praise God. God will always be there, praise God. He have given us the power. He have given us the authority. And I have already heard it said, whatever you bind on earth, he said he will bind it in heaven. He said, whatever we loose on earth, he said he will loose it in heaven. Oh, you got to speak it out your mouth, praise God. The power lies in your tongue. Come on, quit talking so much negative stuff, amen, and talk some positive stuff. And when you talk about the word of God, and when you talk about Jesus, oh man, something gonna happen. Oh, because there is power in the name of Jesus. And when you, amen, step out on his word, or when you walk in faith with his word, amen, God will manifest himself to you, praise God. He will, and he yet today, the Bible say that his eyes goes to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith in the earth. Today, praise God. He's looking for faith in you and I. He's looking for somebody to trust in his word. He's looking for somebody to depend on him, praise God. He's looking for somebody, praise God. And when the going get rough, the rough get going. He's looking for you and I today, praise God. And when you are in Christ, I'm reminded, oh God, to tell you, he said now if they've done it to a green tree, which is him, they're going to do it to a driver. That's you and I. But oh, when you are attached to Jesus, when you are connected to the vine, everything going to be all right. Oh, praise God. Oh, but we are clean through the word. He have cleansed us. He have sanctified us and filled us with his precious Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad today, praise God, that you are in the spiritual church? Oh, and you can stand firm on his holy word today. And there is nothing. I'm reminded now. In verse 10, amen, in Isaiah. Chapter 43, verse 10, say, you are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen. See, the Lord have chosen you and I. I'm glad that he chose me. What about you today? Come on now, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. And before me, there was no God formed. Oh, help me somebody. Neither shall there be. Oh, Buddha cannot do it. Sun Yat-sen Moon cannot do it. Oh, I'm sorry. Joseph Smith cannot do it. Muhammad cannot do it. Oh, you can get mad all you want, but I got to tell it anyhow. But they tell me, oh, there is no other name given up under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus. If you want to get from earth to glory, you got to come through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the door. Oh, praise God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. You got to get Jesus. Come on now, help me somebody. You got to come through Jesus. He is. The Bible says, I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. I didn't say it. God said it. He said it back then, and he's saying the same thing now. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, and besides him, there is no other God. Oh, praise the Lord. God is a good God. God is moving by his spirit. God is destroying yokes right now on his behalf. Praise God. Oh, thank God today. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, praise God, for how he's opening up doors. Thank you for how he's making ways out of no ways. Thank you, oh God. I feel it now. Praise the Lord. Oh, I got to leave it alone here. Amen. But I thank God. I feel pretty good now. Oh, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. He's elevating somebody now, even on their job. Oh, when you, oh God, hold on to his unchanging hand. Oh, put your hand in the winding chain. Praise God. And oh, just tell, amen, somebody. Amen. Say, you are my witnesses now. Oh, you're going to tell somebody that Jesus, oh, he is the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, when you do that today, praise God. Oh, when you leave from this broadcast today, time to talk about it. Oh, go out and tell somebody that Jesus is Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, you know, when you get wound up in the words, you just can't hardly stop, can you? You really don't want to stop, you know, praise God. But, you know, lacking of some time, you know, we go that way, you know, praise God. But we thank God for you that are listening to Time to Talk About It. Let me tell you, know that you belong to the Lord, that the Lord is the one that has brought you this far, brought you where you are today, and you ought to appreciate him. You know, and as Bishop began to read about, you are my witnesses, in the tenth verse and all, you know, it's good to know that you belong to the Lord, and now you can tell it to somebody else, you know, because he chose you to do that. This is what God chose you to do, and you can do that, and he's going to bless you, huh? Because he said also in the fifth verse, this is what he said to you about you. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And this is what he say to them. If they try not to give it up, he said in the sixth verse, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. God telling the devil, give it up. Give it up when he tried. That old Pharaoh's come and tried to take your what's yours. You say, God already had a word for it. You tell him, say, the word say, give it up. Give it up. Keep not back. You can't hold a good man, a woman down. Just tell the devil about that. If you believe it, you know. God wants you and you and you saved. Wants your young ones saved. Your seed saved, too. You think God wants your children go to hell and you don't. And you going to heaven? No. They choose these ways. Lots of them choose that way because they don't want what you teach. They don't want the God. And then if you never took your child to church nowhere, and you now have not imparted them any kind of Christianity, Christian word about Jesus, then they don't know, right? Then you are responsible for that. Come on, because you were supposed to teach them the word of God. I believe it is Abraham. He taught his children, and the Bible says that God trusted these people of God, Moses and Abraham and all of them, because he know they were going to teach their children. You see what I'm saying? Now, can he trust you to teach your children, huh? Can he trust you to teach your children about God? And try to lead them. Now you got a lot to make up for because you did always know God. But still and all, he is there with you. He said, you are mine. Just remember that. You remember that I belong to God. Somebody say, well, I belong to God. You know, just tell them that. God is good to us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm trusting that you enjoyed that broadcast. If you didn't, I know I did. Trusting that you received something from that broadcast, that word that came forth. Remember, the word is always on time. Are you saying that you belong to God today? Are you decreeing and declaring it today? If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again or would like to share it, you know, for those of you that have Facebook, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. And it will be the first Blog Talk Radio broadcast. It has the name on there, which is Apostle Porter, the late Apostle Porter, the late Pastor Sharon. You also have Bishop Porter on there. So just go ahead, click on the link, and you will hear the broadcast again from the beginning. Amen. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Will and Walls Prayer Conference Line. And that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live. You have to visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. And if you have not liked or followed our pages yet, just go ahead, click like and follow, and you will know when we're on there live. For those of you that do not have Facebook, you can join us on the conference line number, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Tonight, we have Bible Talk, and that's at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that conference line number is a very important number. That number that you're going to call to join our Bible Talk is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Share it with a friend today. The topic is real. The topic is on time, and we can bring it back to Scripture. Amen. You may want to learn, or, you know, would just want to hear something, you can go ahead and you can say, well, hey, Pastor George, how about, you know, teaching us on this subject, you know, this topic? You can come and join us. It's just an awesome time. I just want to let you all know that I greatly appreciate each and every one of our listeners, those that continually call in, stayed faithful from 2009 to present, our new listeners, those that listen live, those that listen via the computer or, you know, at a later time. We love you all. We appreciate you all. And just know that God loves you today. If nobody else loves you, God loves you. Amen. So hope to see you tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Wailing Wall Conference Line. Till then, be blessed.
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all.